Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community in Depth, and we are going in depth today with Josh Schoaf. He's the Executive Director of the Hastings Area YMCA, and he does oversee the sports for the YMCA of the North. So we're so happy that he stopped in today to tell us a little bit about what is going on in his world, and his world is ever increasing, it seems. How have you been?
I've been great. It's been a crazy time. I can't even remember the last time we've gotten together a couple times. And it's just been, yeah, a lot of great things at the Y, a lot of exciting growth happening. And, yeah, we're just getting excited for this spring weather. Supposedly, it's coming now. I feel like we didn't have spring. We just went winter to summer. And
crazy.
The Y's been there kind of through it all. So I think we can finally put away the snow shovels and the salt for the parking lot and get into our summer months. We can see green grass like people probably can in their lawn, so it's exciting times.
It is a great time, and this time of year I know people look forward to getting outside, and you actually have the opportunity to take some of your classes outside, and you know, some of the things that you do are outside.
Yeah, we're looking to expand that too, so
oh,
I'm glad
tell
you
us
brought
more.
That up. Yeah, we are looking at areas where we can bring classes outside, use our great trail system that we have here in Hastings. I know Tracy, who speaks with you on a monthly basis, she loves to get outside and is avid and loves Hastings, obviously, too, and loves getting to the trails and biking. And so, yeah, we're looking to have more and more classes that will utilize the trails, get us out to Camp Spring Lake as well, and all those fun stuff we have going on out there. So, yeah, we're always looking to get outside. We also are looking at, there's a patch that's right outside our Studio C that we're looking to, hopefully, if not this summer, by next summer, have an outdoor studio. So then we can have some of our group fitness classes outdoor. Either it'll be turf, like grass, or it'll be artificial turf. So we're looking at some options of what we can do out there. So that'll be all good stuff.
How fun. And how much of that space is your property?
Great question. Actually, none of it.
So
the land itself is the hospital's. So we...
What?
Yeah. So if your listeners don't know this, so it's a great partnership that we have with a hospital. We have two congruent 30-year leases that we pay a dollar for the land. So the land is, none of it is ours. It's all the hospital's, and it's that great partnership that we have with Courage Kenny and the hospital itself that we are just so lucky and so blessed to have that in our community. The Y right next to a hospital, and obviously a lot of surgery and orthopedics that happen there, and then they are able to come in and utilize our fitness center, our training, and they go right from Courage Kenny, where they learn how to use some of the equipment, right upstairs into our fitness center, and are able to continue to have a membership at the Y in rehab.
Well, I did not know that, Josh. I knew that people could make that progression, but I didn't realize that your tie-in was that close.
Oh, yeah.
It's brilliant on both of your standpoints.
Yeah, definitely. And it goes back to Mike Lavin, who was the original executive director in the hospital, and the agreement they came up with 15 years ago, and it's nothing but has strengthened over the 15 years. So it's just a wonderful benefit for the Hastings community.
So obviously you have been able to utilize that land and do an expansion to your current state.
Yeah, that happened 5 years ago. Yep.
So that's something that they are very open to as well. That's wonderful.
Yeah, definitely.
Great
use. And they kind of gave us an outline that is ours technically throughout the lease, and that's where this outdoor space that we utilize, outdoor classroom, and we've already done this. There's been classes that have gone outside on those beautiful days, and we get like 3 a year in the state of Minnesota, so when it is nice, we definitely utilize our outdoor space and are getting even more intentional with
it. Oh, Josh, I love that.
Yeah.
So tell me about the fields that I see.
Yeah.
Now I know this is the hospital property.
Yeah.
Tell us about that.
Yeah, so on the north side, we partnered with the Twins. We have the fence up. We're hoping that we can get sports out on those fields as soon as this year. If not, for sure next summer we will have field space there for them. We're working with a company, Minnesota Turf. They do athletic fields around the country and are really good at it. So we're looking to work with them and get those fields finished. We luckily still have a partnership with the city for the basin area just to our west of our building, where we still have our flag football and our soccer fields are down there as well. But we're looking to add up to 4 full-size soccer fields. So for our size, it really turns into 8, because for our little kiddos, they only use half of a soccer field. So we have a ton of space, and we're excited for that project to finish hopefully by the end of this year, if not for next year's sports season.
So when you said that you partnered with the Twins, are you talking about the Minnesota Twins?
Correct, yeah, and their community fund, yeah. So yeah, they donated $15,000 for the fencing and then also to kind of the seed money to talk with Minnesota Turf. So we're getting a few more bids in and finishing that process. But yes, the Minnesota Twins was what I meant by the Twins and their community fund to get those fields completed. Obviously, we host T-ball and we host baseball on those as well, not just soccer and flag football. So it's a great community, great fund, great charity that we're able to buy into.
So this time of year, I know, is exciting for you because you're probably seeing a lot of your snowbird friends return to the Y. And how is your membership? Have you bounced back since COVID?
Yeah, no, that's a great question. And I can't wait. There's going to be a day when we're going to stop talking about it because, yes, we did bounce back. Our numbers are right back to where they were at 2019, not just in Hastings, but across our association in the Twin Cities. We are seeing some great growth and bounce back. A lot of our programming is coming back, and we're just very excited about these times. And, yeah, it does feel like the first spring of where we really are back to numbers-wise, programming-wise, and as we look to grow, we're excited about the future. And what COVID has taught us as an organization on being efficient with our resources, but then also being able to have that high standard of programming and excellence that we want to provide for our communities as well.
So as you are moving forward, I would assume you are always looking for new members.
Always looking for new members, always looking for community members moving into the area and or who have been here for a long time who have maybe never checked us out. The one thing about our Hastings Y is a lot of YMCAs are put on a main boulevard. You know, you go down to Red Wing and you drive right down 61 sure. and you hit it. Ours is on the hospital. It's just a little bit off of on 85 Street in Pleasant. So, I mean, we're off a little bit. So even if someone hasn't seen it, please stop by. We'd love to show you our beautiful space. And yeah, it's 15 years old now, but it still feels like it's brand new. And our wonderful pool and gym and our studios, it's really a great place to be.
So I know that you have a lot of programming you do, and a lot of it is, you know, you pay your way, but you do fund a lot of things behind the scenes. Where do you get your funding?
Oh, well, perfect question to lead into this. So our funding comes from as a nonprofit, a lot of it comes from donations and private donations. Helps us keep costs down. It helps us to run our great organization. So actually coming up is our donor drive, and we're calling that donor drive this year, and it's a little earlier in the year, and I'm really excited about it, but it's called Be the Why, and the meaning behind it is be the reason why we're able to run some of the programmings that we do. We have some great summer programmings that are coming up. One is called Get Summer. Get Summer is for our 8th going into 9th graders, so it's for all high school students. So 8th into 9th, 9th into 10th, 10th into 11th, 11th going into 12th. They get a free membership for
crazy.
The entire summer. It is crazy.
And it's a wonderful thing. We've had kids take advantage of it in our family. It's wonderful.
Yeah, and they have, these are full-fledged memberships. It's not like there's a time restraint or, you know, you can't. It is a full membership. You're able to utilize all the facilities as any other member would be able to. You're able to join any class that we offer, and obviously those months have a little bit more freedom for those kids as their timing. What we love about it is really gets the youth in our building, and it's fun to just see the different type of youth that use it and the timings that they come in. They'll start joining some of our classes that we usually don't have those younger bodies in the body pump, in the strength exercise classes, and they come at all different times throughout the day and just really infuse that youth and energy in the building. And we really are blessed with the youth that we have in this community. They are so respectful, and they do just a great, especially those high school kids. You're still working on the middle schoolers, and we have more video and training for them, but that's, I was once a middle school boy too that was squirrely as can be as well, so I understand. But our high school, we really love that Get Summer program, and are so
thankful.
They take
it seriously.
Yeah, and when you get back to our donor drive, Be the Why, that's the reason why. We are giving $50,000 back to the community, and the only reason why is because of donors who give during our donors drive, during our Be the Why why. Be the reason why those, you know, high schoolers get that free access. And it's so important to stay healthy and active in our community. It's getting tougher and tougher to do. Having them high school memberships for free for them is just so important. And that's why we ask our donors to give.
And again, if you do that as a parent, you don't feel so bad then if they spend an hour doing nothing during the day.
Right.
But it is a wonderful way to add this to their summertime, and there's no cost to it. So it's
100%.
So wonderful.
Yeah, it's a great cost of free. So it's
so again, as we're heading into the summer, another thing I'm thinking about kids, I know you have all sorts of activities for kids. You have your day camps and your, do you have your day care too?
Yes. So
tell us about that.
Yeah, we have. So I'm going to start with the daycare program, which we call Summer Power. It's very much daycare, but it's a little bit more than just daycare. We definitely have curriculum and learning experiences. What we want to do is slow down the summer slide for our kids who are going in elementary and middle school, early middle school. We see it year in and year out. Education is my big background. That's what I went to school for. And we call it the summer slump, and it's where you end second grade, and you're at reading level or a little bit above, and you come back into third grade, and you're just a little bit behind. And that happens throughout the entire nation.
It kind of happens with your golf game over the winter.
Yeah, my hack game definitely gets extra hacky in this time of year. But yeah, that's exactly a great analogy. So Summer Power is not just daycare. We also have great curriculum, and it's very kid-driven. And also they just get to have fun at the amenities that we have here, the pool, the day camp. They get time to go out there outside our field space. So it's a very fun program, but it is also educational and meant to have very important curriculum.
And I think one of the nice things about it, Josh, and correct me if I'm wrong, but it's not full-time, or you can do drop-ins. Is that correct? If you have a couple days where your own daycare is not going to be able to help, or if you see something on the calendar, gosh, the kids are going to X, Y, or Z field trip.
Yes.
You can take advantage.
The only setback is just the demand is greater than what we're able to have. So there is registration. You do need to make sure that you get signed up here, and registration is open for Summer Power, and it will fill up quick, you know, within a month. But yes, everyone who is in the program, then exactly what you're saying, it's not like school where it's, you know, a start time, a finish time, the final bell, and then you better figure out what to do with the kiddo. You know, we have that 6 a.m. to 5 p.m. type window so that parents, obviously working parents, are able to adjust their time. But like you said too, it's very easy. There's not an attendance or a, you know, if you're going on a family vacation for a week, you know, and coming back, we're very flexible with that too.
So Josh, let's talk more about your organized summer camps, because I know you have a wonderful facility out in camp.
Camp Spring Lake Park.
That's right.
Spring Lake Park is right on the border of Rosemount and Hastings. It ties right in our branch as well. And yes, that is a day camp, it's called, at the YMCA. And what that is week-long camps throughout the entire summer. So starting again that second week in June when school is out, running all the way until the end of Memorial Day, so that when school starts, it goes all the way through. Week-long camps that you can register your children for. I love it on both sides, and I know you've had some kids on both sides. It's great for the students who take it or the kids that are in the programming, but there's also a lot of youth that work out there as well. And it's just it's a wonderful, wonderful place where we have fun things like archery, slingshot, and new to this year is the bison are out in that area. So they will have a time when you can possibly see the bison. I've heard rumors that there's two baby bison.
There are. It's not a rumor. It's true.
True.
Twins. Yes.
Yeah. So that's exciting times for that. And my son last year was in the critters and crawlers and absolutely loved it. And then also the archery camp. And my daughter, who is now going to be a sophomore in high school, she went 2 years in a row. One time was to a horse camp. That was out in Hudson at Camp St. Croix. But then at Spring Lake Park, she was in just the normal day camp and just loved the Gaga Ball, loved all the fun and games, the camp names that they give all the counselors. It's just a fun time for the kids, and we're just so blessed that it's right here in our backyard, and it's ran by just wonderful people, some who grew up here in Hastings. So Amy Rowan, Lane Underdahl, they're former students of Hastings High School that are now running that program out there, and it's just unbelievably great.
And again, for parents, that's pretty easy, because you can drop your child off at the Y.
Yep.
And then you bus out there.
100%. There's actually, and look it up online when you're registering too, there that is one drop-off. There's other drop-offs, I believe. I cannot remember what elementary school, but one of the elementary schools is another site across town. So you're exactly right.
Great.
And then there also is that with Summer Power, there is that chance of where if pickup times don't work, because they usually go until about 4:30, the day camp. Again, kids get bused back to the Y. They're then able to utilize our kids' stuff and our Summer Power groups, and then pickup can be a little bit later.
So if people want to go online and see these camps, how could they do that?
Yep, great question. So that's ymcaofthenorth.org. And then there's an adventure tab or a camps tab, and both of those will pull you in. And you actually will get the information across the Twin Cities from there, but you will see the Spring Lake Park and then obviously St. Croix, as you offered, are the two closest. Streifland is also in Burnsville. It's another great camp that's right there. And there is busing options for all three of those here in Hastings at some time in the summer. Again, look online for the specifics as we're trying to work that out.
So I know that some of those camps might be cost prohibitive to some people, but again, that comes back to your wonderful donors and what they can do to help.
Again, be the why, the drive, and why it's so important coming up here in the next couple of weeks is because 25% or more of those kids who go to those camps are on some sort of scholarship or free and reduced lunch. We are just, the only way we're able to offer that is, again, the generosity of this community, and be the why. Again, be the reason why those kids get to have that camp experience. Kind of a fun story here, and where it ties all together. We have a young family, refugees from Ukraine, who came to our branch, and their kids are going to be in four different camps this year, completely paid for by the generosity of this community. I mean, it's just unbelievable how it connects all the different dots, and that's why you donate to the Y, is for stories like that. And it touches my heart because I have a son who's a first grader and a daughter who I said is going to be a sophomore, and it's almost the exact same ages for those kids that get to go to these camps. So it's just unbelievable that they get that experience. And so again, so blessed to be in this community and the generosity of the people that we live around here.
So Josh, that brings us also to summer sports. I know you're gearing up for all your summer sports, and that's near and dear to your heart.
Yeah, near and dear to my heart as I oversee all of the sports across the entire Twin Cities at the Y, and we are growing rapidly, and we just have a wonderful program. Our actual sports in the summertime coming up are our track program, and then our soccer program outside, and then we also have an uptick in our t-ball and baseball programming as well. But our two main core sports are our track and field and our soccer that are happening. And then along with that, very similar to our day camp, we have sports camps. There is being run out of Hudson is the closest one here, and Rosemount Middle School is our two spots for sports camps. Those are week-long camps, great camps for kids.
It's like a sampler program is what you're
saying.
Very
much like that. We have a sampler camp. We also then have sports specific, and we hit all the major sports, volleyball, basketball, football, soccer, and it's a week-long of learning those, but then also have the value of the Y and learning respect and responsibility while also learning the great sports that they can play the rest of their life. Along with those summer sports, we have great field trips to out to the Vikings facility for early on for their training camp. We have to the Twins. We have golf outings. There's just a lot of great stuff happening, and I think I could spend your whole afternoon here with you just letting you know all the great stuff. But if people want to learn more, definitely going again back to online to ymcaofthenorth.org. That's where you can get all the great information and or stop by our branch. It does not cost anything to come into our place, whether you're a member or non-member. Come in, ask for me, ask for the front desk. They'll be able to answer all the questions for you. And we just love to see people in our building. It's just a fun time right now.
Josh, I love seeing you.
Thank you
so much.
Thanks,
Josh Schoaf, the executive director of the Hastings area YMCA, and he does oversee, as he said, all the sports for the YMCA of the North. So you're a busy guy, and we appreciate your time today. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.
Young man, pick yourself up.